제18회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 태권도 강사를 고르시오.
Hi, Dave. Good to see you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, looks like the party is in full swing.
Yeah, they're enjoying themselves greatly. Oh, I'd like you to meet my sister, Jane.
Oh, which one is she?
She's standing next to the window over there.
You mean the woman wearing a long dress with long hair?
No, the one with a blouse and a long skirt. Let me introduce her to you. I think you two will like each other.
Who's that man standing next to her? The man with a striped suit and curly hair?
Oh, that's Bob, my Taekwondo teacher.
Taekwondo teacher? I never knew you were into Taekwondo.
Yeah, I started about 2 months ago. Come on, I'd like you to meet them.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 느끼는 항공사의 태도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh, Jack, where were you?
I just went to the bathroom. Have there been any more announcements?
No, not since they said our flight would be delayed for 3 hours, and it was 2 o'clock.
That was nearly 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to our vacation for a long time.
We're supposed to be flying to Hawaii now.
And having dinner on the airplane.
That's right. But what are we doing here in the airport?
We still haven't been given any explanation for the delay.
Yes, that really gets my shirt out. We should have been told long ago why we have to wait so long.
The airline really ought to compensate us in this case.
You're right. I will write about this on the free board of the airline on the internet.
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
I'm really worried about our upcoming exams.
I know what you mean. I can't help thinking about them.
The more I study, the more I get stressed, and the more I get stressed, the more I study.
I agree. I really do not think exams are a good way to test people.
Well, what do you suggest? There has to be a better way.
I don't know, but I don't think exams show if a person is clever or not.
Exactly. Exams only show a person's ability to remember facts.
That's right. They don't show whether a person understands what they have learned.
I know. I am good in class, but I panic in exams.
Me too, and that's why I always get bad scores.
It's not fair. Maybe we should complain to our teacher.
That's a good idea, but I don't think it will make a difference.
Well, we won't know until we try.
You're right. Let's go after class today.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁하는 일을 고르시오.
Hello, emergency. How may I help you?
Hello, I've got a problem with my car.
Okay, tell me what the problem is.
I've got a flat tire. What should I do?
You need to change your tire. Do you have a spare?
No, I don't know how to change a tire, and I don't even have a spare.
Oh, this is a real emergency.
Yeah, can you send me a tow truck? I need to get to the nearest garage.
All right, I'll send you a tow truck. Where is your car?
I was driving on the number 5 highway from north to south, and I just passed an exit from Main Street in LA.
I got it. The tow truck will be there in 15 minutes.
Thank you so much.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화를 끝낸 직후 할 일을 고르시오.
What do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at this city guide here. Why don't we first visit the art museum in the morning?
Okay, and where do you want to eat lunch?
How about going to an Indian restaurant? The guide recommends one downtown a few blocks from the museum.
Good. After that, what do you think about visiting the zoo? It says here that there are some very unique animals not found anywhere else.
Actually, I'm not interested in going there. Why don't we go shopping instead? We have to pick up souvenirs for our friends.
I'd like to, but I only have $50 left in cash.
No problem. I have plenty of traveler's checks left, and we can cash them in the bank.
That's great. Then let's cash them now.
Okay.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 한 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, shoppers. May I have your attention for a minute? We have a lost boy named Mark who was found in the sporting goods section of our store about 20 minutes ago, and he's looking for his mom. He's 5 years old, and he's wearing a blue and white sweatshirt, light brown pants, and a black and white baseball cap. You can find him at the checkout counter at the main exit. Again, we have a 5-year-old boy who has been looking for his mom for about 20 minutes. His name is Mark. If you're looking for him, please come to the checkout counter at the main exit. Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 찾는 아파트의 조건들로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Ron. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure. Tell me what it is.
I've decided to look for a new place.
What's the problem with your place now? I thought you liked the apartment.
Yes, but it's a little far from campus, and the commute is just killing me. Do you think you could help? I thought you might know more about the housing situation near the university.
All right. What kind of place are you looking for?
I'd like to share an apartment with one or two roommates within walking distance to campus.
Okay. What's your budget like?
Somewhere under $200 a month, including utilities. And I'm looking for a furnished apartment.
There's an apartment complex around the corner that seems to have a few vacancies. I'll drop by there on my way to class today.
Thanks a lot.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Mr. Kim. What seems to be the problem?
Hello. I have a stabbing pain in my ankle. I fell down the stairs yesterday.
Oh, you should have been more careful. Let me check your ankle. It's very swollen. Is it painful when I touch it?
Oh, it hurts like crazy. Is it broken?
No, it's not broken. You just twisted your ankle.
Shouldn't I have my leg in a cast?
No, you don't have to. Your bones are fine. Don't worry too much.
What should I do for this pain?
The nurse will give you some cream for the pain. You'll feel much better.
That's good. Am I going to be all right soon?
You probably need to massage it with ice at home, but you'll be able to walk in about a week.
Oh, thank you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hello, I'd like to get my hair trimmed a little, just a basic trim.
Well, can we interest you in today's special? We'll shampoo, cut, and style your hair at a low price of $9.99. Plus, we'll give you a clean shave.
I don't have much time, but okay. But as I said before, I just want to get my hair trimmed.
No problem. Take a seat here. Relax, sir. Relax. Oops.
What do you mean, oops? Hey, can I see a mirror?
Nothing to worry about, sir. I'm just making some adjustments to the hair trimmer.
Ouch, that hurt. What are you doing?
Nothing to worry about.
That's what you just said a minute ago. My hair is covering the whole floor.
Don't worry, you'll be satisfied with your haircut.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 요구로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today is allowance day. Can I have my allowance?
Oh, is it already? I forgot about that.
You always forget my allowance day.
I'm sorry, I guess I do. How much do I owe you?
Just $13.
Just $13? Why do I owe you that much? It just seems like I paid you the other day, didn't I?
No, every Saturday is allowance day, but you forget every Saturday, and it has been piling up.
I'm not sure if I have that much money with me right now.
Then what about your secret money jar under your bed?
I guess I could do that. So what are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to put some in savings and use the rest to buy books.
That sounds great.
(11번) 다음 TV 가이드를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 지금 함께 볼 수 있는 프로그램들을 고르시오.
It's already 1 o'clock. Time for King of Quiz.
Honey, today you can't watch it.
What are you talking about?
We can't watch some of the cable TV channels after the heavy snowstorm last night. There might be some damage to the cable.
Then what about the movie channel? Can't we see the movies either?
I'm afraid not, but we can rent a video.
I don't want to go out in this cold weather. Which channels can we see then?
I think we can still watch some sports, news, and music channels.
Okay, we can watch the Super Bowl replay now.
I don't want to watch sports. Besides, we've already watched the replay 3 times.
We don't have many choices.
There are some shows we can enjoy watching together. Let me see the TV guide.
12번. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
I'm starving. Oh, Dad, what are you doing here? And where is Mom?
Mom put me in charge of dinner because she's not feeling well tonight.
What is it?
It's pizza. I just followed an old family recipe here.
Let me see that. Oh, Dad, you're missing a page.
Well, I couldn't find the second page of the recipe, but don't worry. I have plenty of cooking experience.
That's not what Mom says. Anyway, let me try a piece first.
How is it? Why are you making that face?
You put too much salt in it, and besides, it's burned. And what's that?
I added some pumpkin.
Pumpkin doesn't go on pizza.
What do we do now?
How about some cold cereal? You can't mess up on that.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
Excuse me, but is this seat taken?
No, please sit here. I'll remove my bag.
2번.
I think you're sitting in my seat.
But this seat number is printed on my ticket.
3번.
How many tickets do you need?
I need 2 adult tickets.
4번.
May I see your ticket, please?
Oh, I seem to have misplaced it. Just a moment.
5번.
I only need a 1-way ticket, please.
Okay, that'll be $17.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to Double Your Cash. I'm Jesse Carson. Our first contestant is Steve from Chicago. How are you doing?
Great. I'm so glad to get a chance to participate.
I'm glad to have you here, too. What do you do?
I'm a librarian. I work at Fantasy Library, which is only for children.
I guess you read a lot of books, then. Now, the first question is for $50. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Where is the most expensive car in the world made?
I think it's made in Germany.
Correct. That's great. You can take $50 now, or you can have another question and double your cash.
I'll take another question.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Dave. Long time no see.
Hi, Maria. How have you been?
I'm doing okay, but school has been really hectic these days. I've got to decide what to do after graduation.
Everybody seems to be worrying about their life after graduation.
Besides, I'm also busy studying and making money at the same time.
Do you have a part-time job through school?
Yeah, I work 3 times a week at a restaurant.
What do you do there?
I'm a cook.
How do you like your job?
It's okay. The other workers are friendly and the pay isn't bad. How about you? Are you working through school?
Susan,
I heard that you moved to a new house last week.
That's right. How do you know that?
I heard it from Linda. She said that she helped you move in.
Right. She was a really big help.
How's your new place working out?
You'll have a chance to see it soon.
Are you going to have a housewarming party?
I was just going to tell you that I'm having my housewarming on Saturday night.
That's great. Who is invited?
All of our relatives and a few friends from work. I'm telling everyone to come over at 6 p.m.
Should I bring anything? Is there anything you need? Jake works in the sales department of a car company. He's been working there for more than 5 years, and his sales record has been showing a steady increase for the last 3 years. At the beginning of this year, he expected to get promoted, but the management passed him over. He didn't even get a salary raise. Now he is so disappointed that he wants to quit his job. So he talks to his wife about quitting his job and finding a new job. However, his wife Anne doesn't think it is a good idea. She knows how hard it is to get a job these days and believes that he may get a promotion next year. In this situation, what would Anne probably say to Jake?